This is JIS News. Coming up, 5th IMF review under extended fund facility set for August. Crime down in all categories and government launches social protection strategy. The news in detail after this message. Bag up your garbage
and let us collect. Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252652 for more information.
Now the news. A team from the International Monetary Fund is scheduled to undertake the fifth review of the country's performance under the extended fund facility in August. The completion of the fourth review of the EFF in June resulted in a disbursement of $70.9 million, bringing the total disbursement under the arrangement to $414.4 million. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says during the upcoming review period, the mission will assess performance for the quarter ending June 2014 and the outlook going forward. He says the government is confident that all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks for the June quarter have been successfully met. Dr. Phillips says though the implementation of the economic reform program is challenging, the economy has been responding positively.
There has been a return to growth. Employment has increased. Unemployment has declined. Inflation is below the targeted range. And the current account deficit of the balance of payments has narrowed. And there has been an increase in the net international reserves.
The finance minister is calling for the continued support of the government, private sector, and international community to improve and sustain the progress. The government has moved to streamline its welfare and social protection initiatives. This is outlined in the Comprehensive Social Protection Strategy launched Wednesday by the Planning Institute of Jamaica in collaboration with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security and the World Bank. The strategy seeks to establish a unified national policy on social protection, which will guide the implementation of policies and programs that target Jamaicans of all ages and backgrounds. The overall aim is to create a systematic approach for addressing the factors that create poverty and vulnerability among Jamaicans. The social protection strategy was developed under the GOJ World Bank Social Protection Project. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips has commended the PIOJ and the Ministry of Labour for their work to create the policy document.
It is path-breaking in many respects. It provides a framework which will guide policy for many years into the future. But I think equally important, it highlights the pioneering potential and, in fact, qualities of our own experts in the field.
The minister was speaking at the official ceremony to launch the social protection strategy. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is reporting that crime is down in all categories. Mr. Bunting says police statistics for the period June 2013 to June 2014 show that almost every category of serious crime is showing a double-digit percentage decrease.
Murder is down 11%, shooting down 6%, rape down 17%, and aggravated assault down 26%. There is a similar trend in the category of acquisitory crimes, such as robberies. That is also down by 11%. Another important statistic is the fact that police fatal shootings are also down year on year by a dramatic 46%.
The security minister has also commended the work being done by the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force, MOCA, saying the organization has made a considerable dent in organized crime across the island. And 15 schools are set to benefit from the St. Catherine Community Development Agency's micro-disaster mitigation project. The project will be implemented in 5 basic schools, 5 primary schools, and 4 community centers in the parish. Director of the St. Catherine Community Development Agency, Nellie Richard, says the initiative aims to improve the water supply system in basic and primary schools and community centers in 7 communities in rural St. Catherine through the establishment of rainwater harvesting systems.
We will be supplying 26,000 gallon plastic tanks to collect and store runoff water that would normally go to waste. Each primary and basic school will receive 2 tanks.
Ms. Richards was speaking at the launch of the Micro Disaster Mitigation Project Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.